Well, lots going on this week in Washington. It appears the government will not shut down after a deal was reached to keep it funded through September. We're also waiting to see what happens with health care. The White House says it has the votes in the House for a health care overhaul. Meanwhile, the White House has launched a review of 24 national monuments created since 1996. And the stage is set now for fighting over the Antiquities Act. That's the federal law that allows presidents to make those designations. And over the future of the newest monument, an expanse in southeastern Utah surrounding the twin mesas of Bear's Ears. Judy Faes from KUER in Salt Lake City reports.
Sally Jewell was President Obama's Interior Secretary when she presided over a listening session last summer in the picturesque town of Bluff. Southeastern Utah's Red Rock Country was over 100 degrees that day, but hundreds stayed for a debate over the future of nearby land that everyone cherishes. Johnny Slavens was born and raised in the nearby town of Blanding. He questioned the government's role in public lands.
Madam Secretary, can you please answer to us what gives you the constitutional right to come in here and dictate land in the state of Utah?
Ethel Branch is the Attorney General for the Navajo Nation. She urged federal action.
Making this designation will take courage, and I pray that the president has the courage to make this designation.
Jewel was wrapping up as afternoon faded.
I have heard you loud and clear.
Ryan Zinke is the new Interior Secretary, and at a signing ceremony last week, President Trump directed him to reassess national monuments. Topping the list, Bear's Ears, created by President Obama late last year.
Mr. President, thank you once again for fulfilling your campaign promise to give a voice to our local communities and states.
Trump's executive order gives Zinke the summer for suggesting changes to the monuments and possibly the century-old Antiquities Act. Utah Republicans and the Trump administration say reform is long overdue.
Trump administration is doing what should have been done in the first place. They're not only talking to people who live on the ground, but actually listening to them.
Congressman Rob Bishop is chairman of the House Resources Committee, and he's ready to help the administration with the overhaul. He represents the concern of many Utah locals who've traditionally mined and ranched federal public lands.
Ultimately, there has to be some kind of legislative changes that are made.
A president has never rescinded another president's monument, says Attorney John Leshy.
Recommendations could include going to Congress, trying to take action on his own, or doing nothing. And at this point, leaves all options open.
Leshy was the Interior Department's top lawyer 2 decades ago when President Bill Clinton created another controversial monument in Utah, the Grand Staircase Escalante. He says the Antiquities Act has survived past challenges.
I think the defenders hopefully will make themselves heard loud and clear in this process and say we're fine and happy with these things and don't tinker with them.
And what's crazy is antiquities, right? Who's more antique than Native American tribes?
Sean Chapuis is chairman of the U Tribe, part of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. It was at the coalition's request that Obama designated 1.3 million acres around Bears Ears, protecting thousands of archaeological sites, sacred tribal traditions, and livestock grazing.
Really what we're trying to protect by designating the area is exactly the history of the first peoples here in North America.
Chapuis points out that Bears Ears is the only one of 150 monuments in which Native American tribes will have a co-management role. Rock climbers, archaeologists, conservationists, and even local entrepreneurs want the monument to stick. They say the area has more potential value for recreation than mining. Ashley Kornblatt runs a cycling guide service in Moab, a tourist town that used to be a mining hub north of the monument area.
The Antiquities Act is bringing economic development to places where resource extraction hasn't been providing.
The outdoor recreation industry, she points out, reports $887 billion in annual consumer spending.
The folks that are asking for this review hope to prove that we're hurting the economy of these communities. But the reality is we are promoting those economies because in the 21st century, people want to visit historic and natural places, which is what the Antiquities Act provides.
The Trump administration directive doesn't require Zinke to get broad public input for his review, but the Interior Secretary is promising to visit Utah, just like his predecessor did last summer. For Here and Now, I'm Judy Faes in Salt Lake City.
And Judy's story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.